Before we officially start, I think we should have tea or tea, not tea as water, for 5 minutes. Then we'll officially start. Can you please do that?
Yeah.
Can you help yourself?
Get out the orchid box.
Hey, how are you, Honorable Sinclair?
Thank you.
Research and development.
Economic development.
Because she found me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And she thought I was an economist. So it was confusing.
Fortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I finished my tea. I'm sure everybody should be finished. If I finish, everybody should be finished. Once more, welcome to everybody. As a way of formally starting this meeting, we'll first introduce ourselves so that we know who's who. I'm Jimtan Kamete. I come from KwaZulu-Natal. I chair this committee that is now called the New Committee, Trade and International Relations. But now it's taken over also tourism. So in Parliament, tourism is now a standalone department. So we deal in this committee with trade and industry, tourism, and international relations. So it's now one chapter here. Then from my left onwards, we'll introduce ourselves. Right around the table, and everybody in the house will have to know.
Morning, morning, everybody. My name is Brady Adams. I'm from the Western Cape. I'm the permanent delegate of the Western Cape. And I am a member of the
I'm from the Eastern Cape and I'm also a permanent delegate to this committee. I'm from Hakeng, I'm a member of this committee. I'm from Hakeng, I'm a member of this committee. My name is Kora Mahi, representing the
case.
Councillor Purchase, I am the NACA member for Economic Development and Tourism in the city.
Lumbulelo Mukapa, Director of Tourism, Sujet Kapa. Lavika Friedman, Chief Director, Tourism, Arts and Entertainment for the recent Department of Economic Development and Tourism. And if you'd allow me to extend three formal apologies on behalf of Minister Alan Windy. He said he would appear in front of the committee. He said he doesn't allow us to keep this meeting finished early. He can also try and join us. But we'll see what's going on.
I'm Abdullah Khanif. I'm the researcher for the school.
Hi, good day. Mr. Pegam Tuleni. I'm the committee secretary for this committee.
I'm sorry to
this is John here, he says so. I hope we're all in a position to catch all those names and all those titles. Just to mention that because these committees are later, Honorable Freddy Adams has a committee on economic development, one plus the economic development. So sometimes we meet on these titles. Also to thank the people of Cape Town for giving us some opportunity and in the future culture. The purpose of this meeting is just to get a briefing. We have true respect for all 3 years of government, but we want to know what the left hand is doing so that any decision, any action would be ready the government. So that people outside see us just doing one thing. But we'll first give acknowledge the approach of the MEC to give the invitation. I know he always responds. But I'm sure the second thing would be when we planned this meeting, we thought it would go through until 1 o'clock. Now there are slight changes because we have to have a debate on Nelson Mandela today. So we move from now until about 20 to 12. So you share. But I'm sure whoever is going to lead the presentation will be from the department. And once you finish, you can hand over to the city. So that the aim is to share. It's over to you.
I think the detail of the response on the reason, the question that was asked is on the reason why the City of Cape Town withdrew funds from Cape Town Youth Fund Limited, which is the Western Cape Destination Marketing Organization. So I'm going to allow the city, the briefing that I got from the minister was to respectfully request to the city, that the city be given an opportunity to respond to that question. We could have a response, and I have prepared a response from provinces side on our understanding, but I think that the city is in the room and the city would be able to respond to that much better. What I do have is a way forward under the new administration in the Western Cape. So I'm not sure if you want me to go into that first. Would you ask the city to rather divide and
I think it would be proper then if the city gives the presentation.
Okay.
And just to mention before that we would also call the Cape Town Roads Unlimited, time allowing, and SA Tourism Unlimited. So that then at a later stage we'll all be in one room.
Mm. Yep. Okay, if I may, good morning, Chairman, and ladies and gentlemen, honourable members of the Parliament. I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to present our position from the city point of view. I want to start with this presentation that you've handed out and talk through it, and then because this is a presentation of the facts as they are currently, and then go into a discussion after that. So if you'll allow me, you've each got a presentation. The local authority's mandate under the Constitution, Act 108 of 96, is that municipalities must now lead, manage, and plan for development. The local government is perceived to be the agent of change and the vehicle for development at a local level. The local authorities also have a responsibility to exercise this developmental mandate across all functions delivered at the local level, including the development and marketing of the tourism sector. The delivery of corrective and supportive interventions that will facilitate transformation will be delivered at the local level. And then if we move to the provincial legislation, the Provincial Tourism Act of 2004 says that it will be there to provide for the establishment of destination marketing organizations, to provide for its composition, its powers, and its functions, and to provide for the promotion of tourism and the related economic development of the Western Cape. City and Cape Town Youth Unlimited relationship came from the development of the Tourism Act 2004, but it also says that this act, at what it's laid out, says that it is without infringing on the rights of municipalities with regard to local tourism. We entered in to a 3-year service level agreement with Cape Town Routes Unlimited, which ended on the 30th of June 2008. We gave them, in terms of the exit course from that service level agreement, we gave them a year's notice in June 2007 that we will not renew the service level agreement. The provincial government requested from the provincial government for them to address the following issues during the year of notice. And that was to clarify the confusion on destination development, to increase the city representation on the Cape Town Routes Unlimited board. We were paying 50% of its costs, and we have 2 members on the board. We felt that was unreasonable in terms of the amount of money we were giving. And also we asked them to strengthen legislation to ensure board members have the capacity to deliver on Cape Town Routes Unlimited's mandate. The current state is that Cape Town Tourism was mandated to deliver destination marketing and visitor services for the city in terms of Section 78 of the MSA 2000. 2009-2010 budget approved by the city was to fund the delivery of these functions by Cape Town Tourism in preparation of the Soccer World Cup 2010. We have joint marketing initiatives planned and executed between Cape Town Routes Unlimited and Cape Town Tourism. So we have used on a contractual basis elements of Cape Town Routes Unlimited. The international best practice model of the city destination marketing has been followed. The City of Cape Town partnerships and stakeholders are the provincial government of the Western Cape in terms of promoting and developing tourism in the Western Cape, SA Tourism to promote South Africa internationally, Cape Town Routes Unlimited for destination marketing of the province, Cape Town Tourism for visitor services and destination marketing for Cape Town, brand Cape Town. And the industry, the private sector-driven tourism, communities where we have community-based tourism, and other governmental bodies where we have collaborative initiatives. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to present that in its context. And then what I want to say is that So it mustn't be seen that we withdrew funding from Cape Town Routes Unlimited, but rather that our 3-year contract had expired. Notice was given in terms of the exit clause, and the request that we made to Cape Town Routes Unlimited or to province were in terms of meeting some of our needs in terms of being a partner or going back into another contract with Cape Town Routes Unlimited were not met. And so we were not happy with that, and we stuck to the determination of the service level agreement. The structure was top heavy, or certainly it appears to be top heavy, and its focus was on province, on promoting province as a destination, and the towns within the province. And I recognize that, we all recognize that as being important, but for the city, we need to brand Cape Town as a city, particularly with the focus on the Soccer World Cup. And everybody, I think, is aware of, over the last couple of years, how our budget constraints have been, our budget has been really Soccer World Cup driven, and the stadium and the rapid transport system and various other things all gearing towards Soccer World Cup 2010 have really sucked our budget. And so we have not been able to do nice to have. We have been focused on what is absolutely necessary to deliver Cape Town as a destination, and the visitor services and allied points under our tourism. And we have, with the new administration, recognized that there are some very, very successful elements of Cape Town Roots Unlimited, particularly the destination marketing for events and conferences, and that's one of them that comes to mind. And it's been very successful, and we have, together with Cape Town Tourism, entered into almost joint venture subcontracts with them and use them extensively. And that, we don't anticipate that stopping. What we do anticipate is that we will be able to, and we have started the process under a task team, we will be able to refocus what our individual needs are, where we can jointly focus on issues, we will. Where we have expertise, we do not want to duplicate the expertise. We need to get the best value for money for the ratepayer or taxpayer. And we feel now that around the table, in the spirit of achieving the best possible thing for both Cape Town City and for the Western Cape, because the Western Cape, we feel, will spin off from the city as a brand. And so we're now talking around the table to redefine our purpose and come to a win-win situation, if I can put it that way. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Any additions from your colleague?
I think also just to add that in terms of the destination brand, the destination brand is still being driven as Cape Town and the Western Cape. In terms of the new financial year, already sat around the table in terms of the provincial government, the leadership within Cape Town Roots Unlimited, in terms of their CEO and the board, and likewise Cape Town Tourism, the provincial department, and ourselves in one room. And the acknowledgement that there needs to be an alignment in terms of the city's marketing strategies and the provincial destination marketing strategy, so that we don't create brand dilution and confusion out there in the marketplace. Given the fact that budgets and business plans have already been approved, a commitment has been made in terms of the costing that Alderman Purchase is referring to work closely together and identify common initiatives so that we clarify the destination marketing mandate that is beginning to become blurred. So in certain areas, we're going to be seeing that Cape Town Roots Unlimited, particularly in terms of the broader source market and traditional original market for Cape Town in the Western Cape. The lead agent there would be Cape Town Roots Unlimited, supported by Cape Town Tourism, and obviously coming to the party then in terms of its marketing spend, in terms of those initiatives. There's also been the commitment in terms of working towards identifying a best practice model that would be able to grow the marketing spend by leveraging private sector funding, because up to now, we haven't been able really in any of the models that we've gone into since 1994 to deliver the private sector in terms of contributions towards destination marketing spend, where they are predominantly the major beneficiary in terms of their brand and their products and services out there. So we need a model that is able to leverage a private sector spending that we're beginning to see in successful destinations abroad. If we look at the Gothenburg example, where it's a large extent is funded by the private sector as opposed to largely in our instance where 100% of the budget comes from government funding.
Thank you very much. You'll be pleased to add, you know, when the session comes up. Can I get a presentation edition from the report?
If I may respond on behalf of the NEC, Alan Lindy. I think the one point is we want to emphasize that the funding issue around CTRU and the city of Cape Town is that this was during the previous administration of the Western Cape. And at present, one of the initiatives undertaken by this administration and the provincial government was to immediately call a meeting between the city of Cape Town, the provincial government, Cape Town Tourism, and Cape Town Youth Finance. And in this meeting, it was agreed that it was desirable to look at continuing with the joint marketing initiative. I think if we look at the history of the recent Cape Town Tourism, then the joint marketing initiative to have collaboration and partnership and leverage of the budget starting in 2001, 2002 already. So in that, as Councillor Purchase said, there are two departments, that's the one in the city and our department, are looking at this. In all of this, the aim across provincial government is to maximize everything we do and to work in an integrated manner. There's immediate cooperation, as was previously said, on aligning budgets. Cooperation between such initiatives as the convention studio, which is based and located inside Cape Town Youth Fund Limited, as well as events. And then the bigger part of all of this is looking at the best practice model. So what we are wanting to do is to further examine how to strengthen destination marketing for tourism for this province. And in doing that, there are two important areas of focus. One is to tie in all municipalities, and at this stage we're not sure if that would end up meaning financially, because one of the weaknesses in the current model is that while we need to market the whole destination, not all of the municipalities are involved. The second point of emphasis would be to address the representativity versus the funding, especially at board level in the organization. And if necessary, the NEC says we will change or amend the current legislation to do that. We are also, for tourism, when we look at tourism as a whole for this province and as provincial government responsible for development, marketing, and regulation of tourism, the one existing piece of legislation at provincial level looks at the institutional arrangements of the destination marketing organization. And there are, if you look at the act, it does need to be strengthened, and there are certain points that are not clearly spelled out in the act of roles and responsibilities. A bigger part of that is to have legislation that deals with tourism for this problem. Then the MEC's asked me also to stress that the decisions that we make with regard to a model for destination marketing is always within the directives and policies and programs of national government. And to also say that beyond this Cape Town Youth Fund Limited, as provincial government, we spend about 300 million on public entities. And as Professor Kada Asma did about 2 years ago at national level, reviewing public entities, there is also a current review on the efficacy of public entities in this province. So it also fits into a bigger picture.
Now, I'm sure we have had what was presented. Now it's time for members to engage. If there's any point of clarity, and further explanation, the floor is yours. to recognize Honorable Adam, Honorable Nami, and that other.
Thank you, Chief. Chief, coming from the Western Cape, still being in the Western Cape. I also want to congratulate Councillor Francis on the responsibility of NACO member of tourism. Yes. She's also from the southern suburbs, so she knows about tourism quite well. And thank you, Chief, for the opportunity. Chief, but you know, I've got a problem with the city of Cape Town. Of course, Cape Town tourism is not a new entity, and it's actually there. And it is Cape Town Roots Unlimited, as well as Cape Town Tourism. And it did wonderful work. My first question is, why wait till there's a new administration to change things? You see, the Cape Town Roots Unlimited are not working, or there was no enough representativity on the board of Cape Town Roots Unlimited, as where the city of Cape Town has been in control, or the administration of the city of Cape Town has been in control since 2006. Why wait till there's a new administration and province to change this thing? Isn't there a surgery or type of thing against Cape Town Roots Unlimited? Because Cape Town Roots Unlimited really did a wonderful job, as well as Cape Town Tourism. They were all part of stakeholders. That's the first question. The other one is municipalities. Most of the municipalities in the Western Cape, because most of them are tourist destinations, they each brand their own municipalities. And each municipality has got its own tourism desk. You can take a small town like Lanesburg, Prince Albert, Lakeshfontein. Each one has got its own tourism desk. Why does the province want to play big brother over these municipalities? Municipalities have got autonomous power in terms of the constitution. There's a three-state of government. Now, if a municipality feels that they want to go abroad and brand themselves, they should be free to do that. I don't think that the province should have an imposing view over municipalities to say that you do what you want to do, because the Western Cape has got a very unique, it's a very unique province, and each municipality has got a uniqueness of its own. You take Montague, which is unique for its port. You go down further down the line, Kallersdorp, also port.
This one has got a warm bath.
Yeah. And a warm bath.
Why do you remember the port only?
And Kallersdorp also got a warm bath and warm stream. Mm-hmm. You know, so Oudtshoorn has got your Osmeters, your Kangle Caves. You go down to Maitjiesfontein, where your colonialist British settlers were and all that. You go further down to Prince Albert, your olives, all those. Now, each municipality, I think, should be left to do their branding and to sell themselves. I don't think province should really come down with an approach, a big box approach, to say, well, listen, we want to grab all those things and grab and decide for municipalities. Chair, the other thing is the partnership and stakeholding. Okay, it's fine. It's good to have that interdepartmental and interworking relationship. But I think Cape Town Tourism and Cape Town Roots Unlimited has been working fine all along, until the new administration saw that there's something wrong, which they can't, in so much words, tell us what is wrong. The previous MEC of tourism in the Western Cape has issued a press statement. Unfortunately, I haven't got it with me now. I think it was carried in the Cape Times and in most of the Western Cape's major newspapers, the Burger and all that. And we made a statement in the legislature also, which we asked a question and nothing concrete was answered to that question. And I want to pose that question here today. Is it surgery? A new administration? One new thing? Why tamper with things that work? Why try to mend when it's not broken? Or why try to fix when it's not broken? Because tourism share also brings in a big chunk towards the GDP of the country. And we should be if we need, rightfully as Councillor Petra said, if we need to survive, we need to look because we are a tourism, tourist mecca, we are a tourist destination. Thank you.
Hello, Nyambi. Let me comment. The first question has been correctly covered by Honorable Adam. Mine is to understand the role of the municipality. Because from the presentation, it was clear that you have come together of relevant stakeholders, but I didn't get quite clearly the role of the municipality as Honorable Adam. It's clear to me that if maybe you have a way of taking forward the joint marketing initiative, what is it that was raised by the municipality? Were they part of the forum or were they excluded? That's that you are going to go to them and call them once you have finalized with all the other identified stakeholders. Yes, I'm having a feeling that maybe elaboration about the participation of other municipalities in the whole program. Thank
you. Mine is asking a question that the Honorable Councillor said they wanted clarity on conclusion. On the a question would be, when have we realized that there's confusion? I would think that not been from the website, this development, this definition, external development order has been there for a very long time, all along that too. Second issue, the needs of the city are not met. What are the needs of the city? These are these the mandate of the city. Because I will assume that it's so simple as it says that you might understand the what are those needs that are not met? I think also I would agree with Honorable Adam that we seem to be politicizing things that we should not be politicizing. We are politicizing tourism now. We are saying to ourselves that the provincial administration and the special municipality they are led by the same political organization. Do you think it is in the best interest of Cape Town if tourism everyday for us to for you to politicize this? But I think the other thing is that we don't have enough background. Maybe in future again we should, after having interacted with everything, call because call both the province and the city to come and appear before the committee. Result that I did not capture what the lady representative for us. He mentioned something about the previous administration, the current administration, that now that says to you there's politics of some sort. Now, we would really need to get the depth of this issue in the best interest of the people of Cape Town and the city, because we cannot allow, as a matter of council authority, a situation where we politicize the budget of the police. Thank you, sir. Honorable Parliament.
Thank you. I'm thinking. When I look you deep in the eye like that, I'm thinking. My first question, Mr. Jefferson, would be, why is the city of Cape Town and the Western Cape government or Department of Tourism appearing in front of this committee, and what question was asked to the minister by whom? Because I happen to be in the tourism business. And in the district municipality where I was heavily involved in tourism, and in my own municipality where I live, and in my guest house, I am heavily involved in tourism. So I happen to know something about tourism. And I firmly agree with Honourable May that this thing appears as though it's being politicized. I just happen to see it from the other side. So the little bit of hair that I've got is beginning to stand up straight. Marketing is extremely on the edge, and it's extremely expensive. And the best value for money is extremely important. And I just want to tell you all that local municipalities do not have the budget, because in local municipalities, the budget goes with LED. So you've got tourism and LED thrown together, and LED, local economic development, is the heavier part, because municipalities are normally the developmental side is more important than the tourism, and they say tourism must come from the private sector. So that's our problem. So tourism is a means, therefore, if you treat your partners correctly, to bring the private sector on. But if you make them cross, and I'm using sweet terminology, if you make them cross, they are not going to come on board. So there are certain things that you have to use to get them on board. And we believe in partnerships, and I'm sure that we can all get to situations where we can agree that they're doing the need for a partnership. From what I understood, unless I was in the wrong presentation, the 3-year contract expired in June 2007. You did give them a year's notice. I do not understand whether the Western Cape knew, no, the City of Cape Town knew at that stage that the Western Cape was going to be won by the DA. So I am terribly sorry, this is a bit ridiculous, and I think if we want to make sound decisions here, I'm just asking you all that we scrap the perjury or the politicizing thing, and we look at this as a purely business contract, and where we're going to get value for our money. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other member on our concern? Okay, I've just got a question of clarity. We just received notice of this meeting to say this is going to be a meeting by the various role players. What is the background? How does it happen that they must appear in that? I don't have that background.
Another member?
May I still go?
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm sure Honourable Funding, and you're not suggesting that the committee should not call the seat of Cape Town.
But so we want to know, how did it happen? And the same question is going to
I'm not sure.
I'm sure I'll wait until
you have your orange. With due respect, that the parliament is in a new administration, and all of us are new. And when things happen, and when committees sit, we have our drug program, and when we are in the NCOP, we represent our provinces. And we don't only represent the provinces where we come from. If there's any matter of interest that deals with the province, we have an interest in that matter. And the invitation to the city and to the provincial department was to come and brief us on the withdrawal of funding. And when we started the meeting, we said, this is information sharing, so that we could all have one understanding, one voice. And I did mention that it's only fair that we have to start with the city and the provincial government. But I did mention that we'll also call CTR as a committee. One major thing that has happened is that in the latest report on tourism, Western Cape has been said to be the first destination for tourists. That's the latest report. If people want to tour South Africa, they come to the Western Cape. That's the first destination. Now, if you get a story that there is then a strike and agency where then funding is, and you reconcile that with the Western Cape as being the first destination for tourists, you just want to share information. That is why I said, in the end, we'll, all of us will be in one room. In the end. Because Western Cape is the first destination for tourists, internationally. And it has won that prize. I mean, you cannot take it from that. So that is why we're having this briefing. Otherwise, you cannot be saying it. We could have it even if it was in the KwaZulu-Natal or the Northwest or any other thing. Let's make us understand that we are all new in tourism, we are all new in Parliament. We just want to know what happened on the first day. Now they've given us this information. We're still going to ask some questions. Then they'll supply this. Then we'll meet the other people. That's the thing that we want. That's our function. That's how we move. I have some questions, but I thought so that then Honourable Kadela, then you answer. I'm not sure whether you want to answer first or I should pose my questions also.
No, I have enough space to do my one more question.
I saw. Yeah. I see that space is there. You have mentioned the local mandate in your presentation. The provincial legislation. But I'm not sure whether you're deliberately not mentioning anything national, because the cooperative government.
Yes.
So in your presentation, nothing was mentioned, you know, so that we have the same understanding. Local does this, province does that, national does that. The second question would be, it's not in the presentation, but you pronounced that you provided about 50% of the funding and the monetary terms, which you didn't mention. So that we have this, and so that we could ask these CTRU when they come here. You know, based on this, I cannot invest so much and I cannot get very much money. If you could share with us. Unfortunately, I'm sure you sent to this committee the copy of the 7-year agreement, so that even the expired one.
You want a copy?
Yeah.
Okay.
You share with this comment so that we could go through and say, now this is the 7-year. We're not hearing the expiry of time and so on. We just want understanding, you know. The other question would be, how integrated is tourism? You know, we'd have the provincial government, CTRU, Cape Town Tourism, SA Tourism, all these people deal with tourism. Where is the meeting point? So that we speak as a city, as a province, as a country. When I'm in KZN, I must be able to say to people of KZN, if they want to visit, let's go to the Western Cape. You see this, because I have information. The other question is, you know, presentation and the province also said tourism is pointed towards the city. Yes, you know, the city. And I'm sure the city is a metro. So it's almost the same. Why aren't we expanding? You know, I come from KwaZulu-Natal where there are rural areas. And where are there no rural areas there in the Western Cape, you know, because it's just pointing towards the city. Now, this is similar to the question that I asked. If you market Cape Town or the Western Cape, what do you think? You know, if you want a market KZN, you see the best animals in KwaZulu-Natal. The big five you'll get there, all those things. And I didn't hear anything lastly about triple B on tourism. The market that is held by the individuals and previously advantaged people, and I didn't hear anything about trying to bring those historical disadvantaged into the mainstream of tourism, either from the city or from the province. I'll stop there, and I'm sure then you can respond accordingly. When I will come then, I will start just in that order.
All right, thank you very much. If I can start with Alan's question. We didn't wait until the new administration. If you heard me correctly and seen your presentation, we gave notice in June 2007. We recognize all the wonderful work that CPRU does. But we must not confuse the issues. We are a city and we need to market Cape Town. We are the hook. When they come to Cape Town, once they're sitting here or staying here and have made this their base, we then market the West Coast or the Floral Kingdom or the parks we have within the province or Nyasa or Mossel Bay or wherever. But Cape Town has to be the hook. They have to land at Cape Town International Airport, hopefully. Okay? We don't want them to land in Joburg out of a number. So we are marketing Cape Town. So province doesn't want to play big. You mentioned with the other towns and the other municipalities, wow, province now wants to play big brother. The lady here can answer that, but really you I think have misunderstood what she said. Province doesn't want to play big brother. But the legislation says that they must market the whole of the Western Cape. And to do that effectively, they need to have buy-in and collaboration with those other smaller municipalities. They have the budget. Those little municipalities, as the lady said earlier, they don't have the budget. And that's what leverage is all about. Each municipality can brand themselves and for their local tourism, whether it's Mikey Fontaine or whatever. But really, Cape Town is the starting point. And we cannot wait for the different towns and to get their individual strategies together. We need, 2010 is only 300 odd days away. We need to have the whole package ready for 2010. And this is created the emphasis for us to get our act together between the two of us. And we did try and do it, and if you will forgive me for bringing it up, because I didn't want to get into the politics of it, but even your own party have recognized that there have been problems in the Western Cape, and they changed the administration themselves. So let's not go into that sort of minefield. What we have had, though, since April, is we've had a mindset change and a willingness to come to the table and talk to us about how we can spend the ratepayer and taxpayers' money best to be able to develop not only Cape Town as the hook, but all these rural towns around the Western Province. And I must just mention that we have rural towns within the city itself. But nevertheless, we or rural suburbs, I should say. But we need to market those places, and we can only do it if we put on the table exactly what each one has to offer, and then create Cape Town as the base. And then these little one-day trips or two- or three-day trips out into these different areas selling or marketing something specific that is absolutely unique to that area. And whether it's Mighty Fontaine or whether it's Star Trips or the cedar bird or the flowers or whatever it is. Before we're going to get to later. But those are the real issues. And we all recognize that there have been problems, but we need to actually solve the problems. It's taken since June 2007 when we actually gave notice of what our concerns were and how we wanted to see improvements so that we could work together. It's taken until actually it was last month that we had our first initial meeting with the minister. So we all recognize there were problems, but we need to work towards the solution now. I think that the question the gentleman here posed about the smaller municipalities working through problems, it's the same answer. It's a question of what the legislation says, and also recognizing that province has a bigger budget. And these small towns, but as the lady over there said, they have to concentrate on local economic development. But we must recognize that for every 8 tourists that come to the city or to this country, we generate one permanent job opportunity. And we have ancillary ones as well. So we actually need to grow the country and we need to grow everybody's potential and economic standard in the country. And we can only do this if we work together. And tourism is an opportunity for us to do that. Cape Town doesn't have very many other options. We have certainly the winery, but that's been the wine manufacturing industry, but we can put tourism with that. We don't have a major manufacturing industry. We don't have a very big clothing industry anymore because it's been eroded by China. So there's all the real exporting potential we have for Cape Town is nothing compared to the potential of the tourism industry and the ability for that to create jobs. Clarity and confusion on the destination marketing. I think the gentleman over there raised that. That is exactly the issue. We need to, and if we look at events and the conference center, that is something that Cape Town Retail Limited does exceptionally well. It has a special department that handles it, and they travel overseas all over the place trying to bring big events to our conference centers. And they do so very successfully. The other thing is that we don't want to, why should we waste money and send SA Tourism, Cape Town Tourism, Retail Limited all to the same venue? We need to say, okay, this is a potential market here. Who's going to go and do the job the best, the most efficiently, the most productively? And where that is Cape Town, Retail Limited, we recognize that. And they go. Because we don't want to duplicate the issue. We mentioned the national strategy, that's South African tourism. Overseas, internationally, South African tourism do a tremendous amount of marketing for the country per se. Cape Town Retail Limited and Cape Town Tourism, where necessary, piggyback on that under the umbrella of SA Tourism. And part of what we are suggesting here is we do it in a way that we don't duplicate. And that's really what we're trying to achieve. And we recognize we can never be SA Tourism, because that has a far bigger role to play, because that needs, South African tourism has to brand Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, the Free State, everything. We are looking at it from our perspective, and please recognize this is a Cape Town perspective, you see. Alright, and the point is that when the tourists get here, we need to get them to spend as much, to stay as long as possible, but certainly to spend as much as possible. And that is why Cape Town has destinations within Cape Town, whether it's down to the Penguins, or up Table Mountain, or down to Cape Point. I think that it's recognized that Cape Point is the fifth biggest tourist attraction in South Africa, and Table Mountain is one of the top two. So those are little destinations which we need to market within the city. But once they've done the local thing, and they've got a few days to spare between matches or whatever, the business appointments or whatever, we want to send them to the Garden Route, or if it's spring up to the Floral Kingdom in the Cedarburg, San William, those places, or whether it's Langebaan or whatever. But those, they need to be sold as little destinations from here, as a one-day trip or a half-day trip, and we will do that. Since the background to this meeting, we are actually just as curious to know what the background is, but the chairman did say that it's in a spirit of trying for the new administration, trying to get up to speed, and I recognize that, and in a spirit of cooperation, we too would like to assist with that, and that's why we are here today. Even though the mayor, unfortunately, was also unable to come because of his diary, so if you can recognize that. So I wish to reiterate that it is not a withdrawal of funding. It is purely a service level agreement of contract which expired and was not renewed. And the reasons for that are explained, and the solution to that we are already dealing with. Thank you. If I can ask, though, Nombolela to talk about the quantum of money that we gave Roots Unlimited, because for the moment it's failed.
Just in terms of dealing with that and some of the sort of program questions that came from the chair, is to say that we've always worked within the province in a collaborative and an integrated fashion. And as Labika mentioned, that since 2000, in fact, just after the local government elections and looking at sort of the establishment of the metro, the recognition was there that within the province, be it provincial government or city, was funding all these agencies. And we were going out into the world, and be it Cape Town Tourism, Westgro, Cape Film Commission, all of us selling Cape Town, looking very different. So someone would have a pink mountain and the other one would have a blue mountain and the other one would be carrying a pink rose, whatever. And people, what's wrong with these people? You come from Cape Town, you come from Cape Town, you come from Cape Town. And so there was that recognition. The second part of it was actually to say, what is uppermost when people select where to go or destination to go? And again, the point of smaller municipalities and their involvement in the decision-making and consultation and participation, at that time already, the tension was there in terms of it's always about Cape Town. And so the consultation has been happening for the past decade around this matter. But the agreement and acceptance was that internationally, the known brand is Cape Town. And that goes for major destinations in the world. It's about cities, really. I mean, nobody knows what the province is, where Sydney is, or Melbourne, or whatever. But, you know, and the Cape Town was then used for the hub for the Western Cape. And hence the destination brand, Cape Town and the Western Cape, so that people then could be once a year distributed throughout the province. The agreement entered into between the city and Cape Town Youth Unlimited, I separate that from the institutional arrangement. The board, in terms of the Act, in terms of Section 18 of that Act, is empowered to enter into cooperation with various institutions, either other municipalities or the private sector. And we entered into an agreement like that with CCRU in terms of our destination marketing space. And the logic behind that was, how do we maximize our little resources that over the 3 years, by the end of the third towards the third year, we were already contributing $50 million to CCRU's budget. And that budget had to then be split between destination marketing and visitor services. The same budget for the nine of 10th financial year is $59 million. And so the challenge was, how do we maximize that? And we got to a point that if we pull the resources with CCRU's budget that they're getting from province, for destination marketing alone, they would then be looking at utilizing about 60 million for destination marketing. Now, one of the challenges that the city was faced with was how much of that money is actually going towards destination marketing and how much of that is going towards institutional arrangements or supporting the institution. And due diligence was done towards the end of that service level agreement so that we were in a position to inform leadership whether, you know, what the next step was in terms of our involvement. And it was at that point from that review where certain aspects in terms of the delivery were identified. And a lot of that was acknowledged by CPRU. A lot of that was linked to capacity issues within the organization. And there were areas of excellence that the consultants recommended that actually be carried forward. And pertinent to that being the Cape Town Convention Bureau that deals with the business tourism and the incentive for failure. When, for example, we've been sitting down and saying, how do we now, at this point in time where we are, we've come a long way since 2004. I think the debate at this point in time around the withdrawal of the funding is almost stale, given, you know, the cycle and that we've gone, because we've now gone full circle and sitting around the table and saying the initial model was about everybody pooling their resources. None of the other municipalities actually came to the party with their marketing spend. It was only Cape Town. And we're saying, let's revisit this model and see how we can get everybody involved to just grow the budget so that we can actually go. Huge destinations out there spend 6-10 times more than we spend in terms of marketing their destination. Lastly, just in terms of how we work with the other tiers of government. SA Tourism Joe is to market South Africa internationally. They create the platform for the destination within the country to be able to springboard internationally. The challenge we face with destinations is that given the limited resources, they tend to say Cape Town is already out of there, and so prioritize in terms of greater need. Now, as much as that sounds logical, the frustration becomes that if people go out there and they don't find our material and they don't find our information, it doesn't give a good image in terms of the destination. Our visited embassies abroad, and they don't have our material, even in the embassy. And so it's become important to be able to, in a sense, complement those efforts rather than duplicate those efforts in terms of being out there. But we do, when we do go out, and that is the issue around clarifying the destination marketing mandate, it's about actually saying, if your responsibility is to market Cape Town and the Western Cape, who does what? So that we don't all go there and compete in the same space. And how do we go there jointly and be able to maximize on the presence of the private sector? So that we don't go there and we have a South African stand, and across the wall, the hall there, the V&A's got their own stand, Table Mountain has got their own stand, so-and-so's got their own stand. But we have a situation where, and we've managed now to get to a point where we've been able to do that for the past 2 years at Indaba, where you walk into the Western Cape Pavilion, and as you walk in, it's Cape Town in the Western Cape, and then you are able to walk into the rest of the province, and you can see how all these things come together, because the various regions are all there, and you get a sense that you're actually walking into the Western Cape, and this is the gateway into the province. And that is the vision, that is where we want to be, even internationally, to be able to go there. And the challenge is to be able to negotiate that type of collaboration with SA Tourism. Because they've also got their own arrangements in terms of their event organizers, and they get the blueprint, and it doesn't necessarily match, you know, where we want to be. And then in terms of the programs, BEE, the Bangor does acknowledge our role in terms of transformation. That has been driven very hard. We divide the developmental components, and that is driven from within the department, where we drive our sector support programs, and then also via the agency to ensure that the roll-up and the support and the assistance of the private sector in terms of implementing and drawing up their scorecard, and how we then relate to them in terms of the supply development and how they do business with us. Thank you.
No one needs to speak up?
If I can just acknowledge, I think it must be an acknowledgement that when the money wasn't forthcoming from the city, there was tension between the city and CGRU, between province, let me not say between the city, between province and the city, there was tension. And it was difficult because it meant dealing with almost, you said city, but about 24 million rand less for CGRU from the 1st of July. So there was tension. The minister said that if I had to say this, I should just remind you that I'm the official and not the politician. So, in all of that, there were conversations that took place. Nobody wasn't speaking to each other. So there were meetings between CTC and CTRU and the province and the city wing group. And there was a lot of engagement all the time to try to get to a platform where you could find solutions. I think I just wanted to make that point. The other, as a point of clarification, and you mentioned the national government. The constitution, as you know, is concurrent competency in tourism between national and provincial government, and then local tourism for local government. What we've done at provincial level in this province, and you will see similar models in other provinces, we, as a province, we look at development for tourism, marketing, and regulation, and we've outsourced marketing to the DMO and established a legislation, an act to do that. As a provincial government, as a department, we still oversee, and with CCRU, we look at the strategy for the whole of tourism, which includes marketing, development, and regulation. And as I say that, in this province, we've established, and when I deal with my counterparts in some of the other provinces, they're very eager to look at the model that we have at the moment and to do that and to replicate that. In the past 2.5 years in this province, we've established, based on the PDC, we and the social partners, we've established a Western Cape Tourism Development Partnership, which consists of business, government, labour, and civil society. We meet on a quarterly basis with the minister chairing the session. Since we started, up until now, I can say that every quarter session that we have more than 100 stakeholders in the room talking on tourism. When we started this conversation, I can remember one of the former ministers telling me, and said, Labika, I don't think this is going to work, because we had black business and white business in the room, and they were screaming and tearing each other apart. The stage now, 2.5 years later, everybody's never going to agree always in talking on the same page, but they're not getting each other to teach it. So in this province, we have established a model on how we approach tourism as an integrated whole, and we do that with development, marketing, and regulation. We have local governments in the room. We invite our national government tourism department. We've had 2 weeks ago, we hosted the National Tourism Department in a partnership community session where they presented their strategies to our stakeholders for the Western Cape.
So there's a lot of extra details here that I didn't necessarily include in this explanation because we stuck to the response on the funding issue. The model, when I look at the partnership model, we have bi-monthly subcommittee meetings where we have members, some social, civil society, business advocates. We sit in a room and we deal with issues around growth for tourism. We have a subcommittee. Skills development, we have a subcommittee, and participation for tourism. And each time when we have those meetings, we have national, provincial, and local governments in the room when we do that. So there's much more that I'm leaving out in that explanation. On one other example, we have provincial tourism gateways, which have established as entry points into the province. We've established those gateways. For example, in Van Rensburg and Beaufort West, the local tourism organization isn't sitting down the road doing something else. There's been discussion, and these things have not, it's not easy to start getting this right. We've established provincial tourism gateways so that they can serve as a redistributive mechanism throughout the province. And it is in collaboration with local government, so the consultation is in there, they share and participate in the same space. They don't have another office around the corner. Those are some of the things. On the BBBEE, we can provide further presentations to you. We have the tourism tier support system, which is a layered approach to dealing with enterprise development for tourism. Last year, our program put through 5,000 beneficiaries. We have KZN, for example, over the years has adopted that model. Namibia has adopted our model. There's a lot of other details here that we can bring to the session. Then I think my one comment on the international platform is that no, we can't afford, and especially in this time of global crisis, duplication. And what we can't afford as a destination is confusion in the marketplace, especially on an international platform. South African tourism, when they go out, CTRU piggybacks on that. And we, so if they go to India, if they're doing an India roadshow, we're part of that. We're not doing a side thing. When the municipalities go, they pass. The unfortunate thing, and it was mentioned now a few times on the funding, some municipalities can't afford to do this. So you, in the Western Cape, you will have even municipality and the Cape Finance, they, and Knysna, you've seen Knysna in the news all the time. They've really come up as a destination, and they've got the solid budget for tourism marketing. And then you look at the Central Karoo, you look at Beaufort West, and they don't have money for tourism marketing. So there's a disparity between the allocation at local level in what municipalities have financially and what they're able to do. And so in all of this, it is about collaboration between the three tiers of government. I didn't see the thing that's on that. No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're going to pay you, you're still for 9.5 minutes. thanks very much. You know, I want to cite one example of why we need it. President Zuma was invited to one university where the students were striking. The issue was fees. When they asked them, what's the problem? Hey, the fees are too high. They are. And then he asked, how much? He said, 5,000. And then he says, hey, I pity you. He called that very expensive. Lack of knowledge and information is far more expensive than that. Because you end up doing any other thing because you don't have information. So if we can't meet, as NCOP, as provincial government, as Canada, we lack information. And we leave it upon to anybody to say anything. And so that is why we'll meet. We'll continue meeting. So that we share this information. There's information that we don't know that we have in the info. And there's information that you have that we don't know. So we must share. We want this cooperative government. And I'm going to plead as a chairperson in this committee that the provincial government and the city should please not behave like officers. We I'm a Zulu. And often you can't even send into the shop. Hey, they send me because I'm an orphan. I just do this, hey, because I'm an orphan. Now please let us not have this feeling that, hey, because the city is run by another party, hey, they're calling us. And so now, all we want is cooperative government, to speak with one voice. So that when I go out there and people ask, I can be able to explain. You know, I'm part of government. You are part of government. It's only the fear. So that's the essence of the discussion. And as I've said, that we're going to call the other groups. As a tourism, CTRU, not things that you should hear of the story. Let us hear what CTRU says. And then after that, we'll all be in one room. And say, well done, Cape Town, well done, provincial government, well done. And where it is wrong, we're going to say, there we feel, you know, we need to check out. Of taking this forward. I'm sure in our next, you know, meetings will engage more. I'm sure members will have enough information. I'm quite satisfied. In the next invitation, we'll get also the specifics that we would want. On the province, I've said that most of the good things from the MEC, partner of them, and also from the mayor. That at one stage you want to go there and have meetings there. They shouldn't be saying, hey, you're coming to us.
Just on the last point. I think as a committee we need to, as National Council of Council, we present provincial interest in the national legislative framework. And I think we need to call all stakeholders in the tourism industry. Today we have a summit with the Department of Tourism and call all tourism stakeholders so that we can just find out the readiness of most of them. Tourism industry, action of the industry in the tourism. Because there is a lot of, if you look at it in the recent newspaper, there is a lot of confusion in tourism at the moment. And we need to just get that. Not just the question, but I think countrywide we need to call the various provinces to actually get found out what's happening.
In terms of the way forward, you know, I think it's very right, because Honourable Adams started to travel and then stopped in the interval. You see, there's a problem there. Collectively, define what Western Cape and Cape Town is doing. But for us in the other provinces, we must have a comprehensive understanding about what is the marketing policy of tourism. I'm sitting here and it's fine, yes, Cape Town is the roof, but I've only got my interest. They have their interest. So we must market South Africa holistically. And unfortunately, sometimes I'm coming in a skeptical about this big brother said that there's no need the roof. There can be other roofs too.
Absolutely. He must market his roof.
Now that's fine. I'm sure we're going to make tourism very interesting.
You can't catch. It's impossible to catch a fish without a hook. Catch them, you need a hook.
Okay, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, we do have in our program in shop of tourism and stakeholders of tourism have come in because tourism is one of the key sectors in also in job creation. So we're going to take it very seriously. We're going to engage very importantly. But thanks very much. From the city, the mayor, MEC, please pass our gratitude. Thanks very much, and see you, Mr. What do I have to do so that you believe?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll come to you.